Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, providing the financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Thrivent Financial. Let's thrive.
E-Trade gets its share.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Shares in E-Trade Financial lost more than half their value yesterday. The subprime mortgage crisis strikes again. You may know E-Trade as an online investing company. It also runs a bank, and that bank has been a big player in mortgages. Late Friday, E-Trade warned of a larger-than-expected loss from investments in bad loans. Yesterday, one analyst thought that news could cause E-Trade's customers to stage a classic run on the bank. The word bankruptcy was mentioned. Wall Street continues to worry about more landmines from the credit crunch. The Dow broke below 13,000. Haven't seen that since mid-August. A loss of 55 points to 12,987. Heavy selling among tech stocks sent the Nasdaq down 1.5%. Shares in Apple lost 7%. The weekend European debut of the iPod was described by some as disappointing. Stocks in Asia were mixed overnight. In Europe, the major markets are lower at this hour. Rupert Murdoch has unveiled ambitious plans for the Wall Street Journal. His company, News Corp, is expected to complete the purchase of the journal's publisher, Dow Jones, before the end of the year. And Murdoch is wasting no time in spreading the journal to every corner of the earth. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Murdoch is due to take possession of the publisher of the Wall Street Journal next month. Today, in Australia, he spelt out some of his plans. He said he would like to make access to the journal's website free. Instead of 1 million paying subscribers, he said he expects to attract up to 15 million users from all over the world. Adrian Monk of City University in London.
I think it's interesting when he talks about every corner of the globe. I think that's definitely code for the Asian business news market. I think we'll definitely see the Wall Street Journal making an impact there.
Monk says that extra advertising revenue from the site should easily replace subscription fees. Today, Murdoch said that throughout his empire, advertising spending was so far unaffected by the global credit crunch, but he warned there could be setbacks in the year ahead. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Google is searching for software developers. $10 million may do the trick. That's the total prize pie for new programs to work with Google's new Android cell phone operating system. Google recently unveiled its push into the cell phone market. No G phone, just software based on a code that's open and widely distributed. An open source code would encourage developers to jump at the chance to design new applications. A panel of judges will pick 50 winners. Top 10 prizes, $275,000 apiece.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. By Siemens, from generators that power cities to light bulbs for homes, from factory automation to medical diagnostics, Siemens' 70,000 U.S. employees providing solutions for America. And by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years, with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
Time now for Consumed, our special week-long series on this and other American public media programs. We're looking at the consumer economy and the consequences of our urge to shop. Dwindling resources, a warming planet, mountains of debt. Harvard professor Elizabeth Warren has spent a career looking at personal debt. I ask her if consumers can sustain the engine of our economy much longer.
No, it's not sustainable. We've built this latest economic boom on borrowed money. Consumers, to the extent that they've stayed afloat, have managed to stay afloat by using their credit cards and by taking out home equity lines of credit.
And they've used that credit for what? For lattes and microwaves and expensive vacations? Have Americans been overconsuming?
I wish that were the case. But the data say otherwise. Americans are in a lot of debt, not because they're over-consuming, but because of big fixed expenses that they really can't wiggle out of.
When you say fixed expenses, what are you talking about?
Where American families are getting ruined financially is in the areas of mortgages and health insurance, the fact that they got to have two cars, the fact that they got to put their children in childcare, the taxes, the things over which they have little or no control.
But is that the whole story? I mean, in gross numbers, consumption has apparently doubled in about 20 years. Surely a good chunk of that is discretionary spending.
Let's look at the basics. What families are spending on clothing in the last 30 years, it's down 32% in inflation-adjusted dollars. What they spend on food is down about 20%. What they spend on appliances, down about 52%. It's not stuff that's driving families to the poorhouse.
You're describing a really tough squeeze. So how is this going to play out in people's behavior? What do you think?
I worry that there are going to be some people who are going to delay marrying. There are going to be some who are not going to have children. That the family life that sustains America, that makes us who we are, will become so expensive that many Americans will just opt out. And if that happens, everything that we understood about America starts to fade away.
This would be an enormous social change. What about the economy in all of this? We're often told that consumers are responsible for about 2/3 of gross domestic product. Now, if they start pulling back, what can we expect?
This is one of the scariest parts for me. The typical family is carrying now about 2 months' worth of income in credit card debt. So what's going to happen long term? Do we have a period where all these families who are carrying all this debt simply cut back on their consumption so that they can pay off the outstanding debt loads? Is that going to be a long, slow decline, or is it going to be a one-time smack? Either way, the consequences for the economy cannot be good.
Elizabeth Warren is a professor at Harvard University. Professor Warren, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have more on our special series, Consumed, tomorrow when we ask, are the good times over? In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.